Well, good morning. It's good to see you guys. It's been a little while. I want to start off by asking you a question. And before you, I want you to really think about this question and be careful how you react, and you'll know why in a second. The question is, have you ever gotten a bad gift? Hey. Good. I mean, have you ever gotten a gift that was so bad that, I mean, nowadays we just, what do we do with bad gifts? We re-gift them, that's right. Exactly right, that's what I was looking for. Teresa over here, she just throws it away, she don't care.
If you haven't gotten a bad gift, come to the Christmas party this year.
All right, so we've all gotten bad gifts. I want you to think really close, real careful, real quick. You don't have to say it out loud because the person that got you the gift might be right next to you, but think about the worst gift you've ever gotten. Just think in your head how you felt when you got that gift. Did you feel like, surprised that somebody may not have known you that well, or maybe it didn't fit, or one of the worst gifts I ever got my wife. See, I stopped buying my wife clothes a long time ago because I cannot figure that out. I mean, it's I can pick out pretty things, but it's never going to fit right. So, and then, it means that she's, never mind. Okay, so, think about the worst gift you ever got, how you felt. Okay, now, I want you to think about the best gift you've ever gotten. And is it as easy to remember the best gift as it is to remember the worst gift? Because when I was going through this in my quiet time, I thought about my best gift, my worst gift, and I will be honest that it was easier to remember my worst gift that I've ever gotten than the best one. It was easy because I've gotten a lot of great gifts in my life. Things, I've got an amazing wife. I've got four awesome kids that are healthy, and I've had some amazing blessings. But it's hard to narrow down one, the greatest gift, right? But the worst gift, man, I know that one. I was just, that's just what it was. I'm not going to say what it was, but just it was bad. So now we are celebrating communion this morning. And communion is about celebrating the greatest gift that any of us have ever received. And I know that for some of you, when I said what was the greatest gift, you immediately went to Jesus. That's great. That's awesome, and that's what we're going for. But I didn't think that when I started going through it. I started thinking about some, small or major gift that was, something I could touch, something I could hold, something I could use. I started thinking along those lines instead of something that completes me, something that's changed me, something that saved me. So, when Jesus and his disciples were sitting in the upper room, the night before Jesus was betrayed, there were two gifts that were given at that table. The first gift was given was by Judas. He gave the gift of betrayal to Jesus. Jesus actually says, woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. And when I read that kind of stuck me a little bit, stuck in my heart. It made me really think. It made me sit up kind of a little bit taller in my chair because woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. That's me. I've done that. I've in my life, I've done terrible things, and it's the reason why I need a Savior. It's the reason why Jesus is the only one for me. Not because of the great things that I've done, because of the terrible things I've done. So that was the first gift was Judas betraying Jesus, and it was a necessary gift. It was a necessary, terrible gift. The second gift was Jesus going and telling his disciples, "This is me. This is my blood. This is my body, and I am freely giving it to you." Not because you 12 are better than anybody else. Not because you 12 are better than, you know, the next 12, or not because you guys have done great things in your life, not because you guys aren't sinners, not because you guys are the best of the best. If you study Scripture, you'll know, you'll understand, Jesus did not spend his time with the best of the best. He spent his time with the worst of the worst. He chose that for us. He chose that as a symbol of how much he loves everyone. So he says to do this and remember me every time you do it. And Jesus goes on to be arrested and beaten and tortured and crucified. Not because of what he did, but because of what we did. Because of our ongoing sin. So I ask you this morning, what is the greatest gift you've ever received? And hopefully those of us that didn't think about Jesus first, think about him now. Because Jesus truly is the greatest gift we have ever or will ever receive. Because he gave it to us for free. What constitutes a good, great gift? A great gift has to come with some type of sacrifice. It has to come with the person that gave the gift sacrificing something to give it to you. Whether they've sacrificed their time, their money, maybe they've sacrificed their property, maybe they've sacrificed their own well-being. There are people still outside in this world that are giving their lives for Jesus all the time. Those are sacrifices. So think about when you give somebody a gift, what are you sacrificing when you give that gift to them? Is it going to be a gift that they remember? Is it going to be a gift that helps change who they are? Because Jesus did that. Jesus sacrificed everything for us. He sacrificed himself. So before I pray, the kids in the youth group have been issued their yearly challenge this year. I give challenges pretty much every week, but there's one major one at the beginning of the year that we go back to at the end of the year because I want to see how they did with it. Because I believe life is full of challenges. I believe that the kids today have to rise up and accept challenges because that's what we do. So, to embarrass him, because I love him and I like to embarrass him, Jonah Collier, what was the challenge that I gave to you guys this week? Told you to make a friend. That's right. There's a reason that this is a yearly challenge. I don't know how many of you guys stand and watch kids nowadays. Okay? How many of you watch their behavior, watch what they do, watch how they talk? Okay? I do. It's a blessing and a curse to watch kids these days. And making new friends, finding and cultivating tangible relationships in their lives, it doesn't come natural anymore. They have a ton of acquaintances. There's kids that know everybody, but they don't have a lot of friends. And you need friends in your life. You need friends that you can count on, rely on, love on, and they return that favor. They give that gift to you. So their challenge is this year to make a friend. A real friend. Not just go out and have a buddy. Not just to invite some kid to youth group. But to actually make a real friend. And they all have the opportunity to do it. So, from this point, I'm challenging you all to do the same. I challenge you to go out this year and make a friend. Somebody new in your life. Somebody that may not just be like you. Somebody that may have maybe a difference of opinion. Maybe somebody that doesn't share a whole lot in common. But the only real commonality that all human beings have is that we are supposed to share in the Great Commission, and that is to give the gift of Jesus Christ. There are people that come across our paths every day that do not know him. It is on us to help. We don't do the changing, but we can do the introducing. And if you're not out making new friends, it's kind of hard to introduce Jesus to people. So I challenge you to go out this year and make a new friend, somebody that you can count on and rely on, somebody that you can love on, and somebody that they can count, that you can be that person for them. It's not as easy as it sounds. You might get hurt. You might lend your heart to somebody that breaks it. But it's worth it. Let's pray. Father God, you are so great. You are so big. You have given us the greatest gift that we will ever receive. Lord, help us to help you with those other people out there that don't know who you are. Help us to walk out of this place today accepting a challenge that we're going to go out and introduce other people to the greatest gift that we've ever received. Father, help us to maintain the idea that you are omnipresent, that you are around, that you are always here to help us in our time of need, and that we want that for everybody else. Father, we thank you for who you are and what you have done. We thank you for what you will continue to do in our lives. Lord, bless these folks. Bless these people today. Show them who you really are in their lives. Show them what that greatest gift looks like. Help them, Lord, to fall in love with you. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You may partake.